Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for a very unique and special Shabbos Haggadah, Parshas Tzav, which is, of course, Erev Pesach. A very special Shabbos because the ladies in the house will be able to rest on Erev Pesach in the afternoon and be easier for them to be alert, awake at the Seder. Same thing for most of us, the Ezra Hashem. We're looking forward to a very special Pesach. Let me begin with a thought on Parshas Tzav. Let's not forget, people forgetting to say Good Shabbos. They're just saying Chakosh V'Sameach. Don't forget our Good Shabbos as well. At any rate, the Parsha begins with Umichne Seivad Yelbash HaBasarai, with the mitzvah which relates to Big Day Kahuna. And from Al Basarai, we understand Shalayeh Davar Chaitzeitz Beinei Lebein Basarai, that the cutting off any chatzitza between his skin and the big dekuna that he wears. The Rambam in Hilchus Klei HaMikdash Perek Yod Halach Avav says it as follows: Nemar b'big dekuna al b'saray melame shlei yadav achaitis ben b'saray lebegadim. There's not be any chatzitza. Now listen to this: Afilo nima achas, even a single thread, a yofar, a dirt, a kina mesa, or a dead louse.
Wow.
A chatzitza mashu between the big day kahuna and the kayin is a chatzitza. It really goes even more. He's not even supposed to be air being chaitis. The big day kahuna were actually very tight on his skin, something like the cool dressing of many people today who wear tight pants and tight shirts. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim wore big day kahuna that were tight against their skin. Dor Sameach, the Hilchos Yisurei Bia Perek Dal Halacha Yud, is matzmiya. He wonders, why is any tiny chatzitza something that is ma'akev on big day kahuna? Whereas we know, a well-known rule, when a person is tevel in a mikveh, that a chatzitza, a miutai, is not ma'akid, which means to say, even if 49% of his body is covered with something, it's not ma'akid, only rubai. Now, midrabanan, we are ma'akid even on miutai. But the din Torah is that you don't have to be, the chatzitza doesn't, it doesn't passel. And there it says, V'rachatz b'mayim kol b'saray. It says, there also a lashon. Here it says, al b'saray. There it says, kol b'saray. Why over there are we more makel than here? This is the kasha. There's some ech, Nabi Ezri over there as well. And b'vadai, it needs a bior al pi derech hapshat. Ulai, maybe. There's a difference between Al-Bisaray and Kol-Bisaray as follows. There is a Taz in Hilchus Rosh Hashanah. The Taz there talks about the Nusach, the language of this special Tachnunim that we say on Yom Ha'Nayroim. And there we use the language of Kol Ha'ilam Kula Malaycha Kula Kol Ha'ilam Kula B'chvaydecha. A couple of times we use the Lashon of Kol Kula. The Taz says that kol does not mean all literally, without exception. Kol, something kulai, kol kulai means without exception. But kol by itself does not mean all, does not mean total all. So that kol without kulai means just about all. And maybe that's why in Tefillah in the mikvah, it says Rachatz Kol B'Saray. We understand that it doesn't mean literally everything, not literally all of Kol B'Saray. Mishain came where it says by Begadim Al B'Saray, it should mean totally. So this may be a technical explanation. It may even be a better technical explanation. Gemara says Chatzitza and Halacha L'Moshe V'Sinai. Gemara says in the beginning of Sukkah and Erevin that the rule of is halacha mishum is Sinai. So it may be that that's the basis for the difference. Ech Sheyeh. I would like to add the Derech HaMachshava. By mikvah, you don't need a totality, and by bitekuna, you do. By mikvah, we're talking about being tar. Taira in the Olam Hazeh is never total. Never total, where human beings are a mixture of Tumah and Tahara, of Yetzahara and Yetzatayim, of Taiva and Ratzin, as well as Chuka. Tahira is Rubai Kekulai. What about the Big Day Kahuna? The Big Day Kahuna that the Kayanim wear, according to the Chinuch, is meant to convey an image to the person wearing it, a she'ifa, a desire. Odam nifa kafi pu'ula say, says the Chinuch, meaning to say that when a person dresses a certain part and thinks of himself in a certain way, then he tends to live up to it. We have a rule that even though the world of halacha l'maisa, the world when we do things, is a world of imperfection, still, the world of she'ifa, of desire, can be perfect, can be really perfect. When you dream of building a house, in your mind, your she'ifa, you can picture the house as a perfect building. Once you get to build it in the olam l'maisa, it will not be that perfect. The same thing is true in general. The lamaisa of something is not perfect. The she'ifa, the desire, the dream, the machshava, that can have perfection. Mimela. The kind on the big day kahuna, which represents his she'ifa, his desire, is total. That which is the taira of halacha lamaisa, taira of halacha lamaisa. Who can be perfect? Who can be total? Who can do it? And so, this is a thought regarding the Big Day Kahuna. The underlying question definitely is strong. When do we say a little bit doesn't matter? When don't we? It's confusing in the halachas of holding a lulav. But here's if a Ramah talk about the chatzitza of even wearing a ring when you're holding a lulav. It's certainly miyutai, a very confusing topic. When do we say Kulai, and then when do we say Kulai? It's Tzarech Bia. Let us move on to a Pesach topic. A thought regarding the Korban Pesach. Fascinating. We're learning the Parshiyos of Korbanos. And by every Korban, I think by every Korban, we find this L'Reach Nichayach Isha L'Hashem. We find that a Korban is a Reach Nichayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yet, by the Korban Pesach, we find nowhere an expression of Reach Nichayach. Could it be the Korban Pesach, which of all the Korbanos that an individual could bring, the Korban Pesach, I would think, is the most special, the most unique, the most connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet, it doesn't say Reach Nichayach. As a matter of fact, in Parshas B'chukai, the Pasuk says in the Teichacha, Vashimaisi es migdashechem, I will destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and I'll no longer smell the Reach Nichayach. And there, the Nitziv in his Amik Dava says that it's a reference to all the Karbanos except the Korban Pesach. Nitziv says in Afkamina Lahalach that when there's no Beis HaMikdash, and we want to invoke the rule, Makrivin Afal Pishein Bayis, that if you go into the place of Echid to bring a Karban, even if there's no Beis HaMikdash, that does not apply to the Korban Pesach. That does not apply to anything which it says Reach Nichayach. Because when the Beis HaMikdash is Cholav, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Loya Reachay B'Reach Nichayachachem. I'm not interested in your Reach Nichayach. Which means to say that only a Korban Pesach could be brought. A kaponim, it needs an explanation. The answer seems to be an old yesod of the Korban Pesach. The yesod of the Korban Pesach is that it's a Korban that's meant to show a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in times of challenge, in times of weakness, even when Klal Yisrael are b'memteh sharei tumah, they go out and they bring a Korban Pesach to show the closeness to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's why we find in Navi numerous times that in a time of drawing close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, A carbon is brought. Gidon brought a carbon. In Sefer Shoftim, Chizkiyahu brought a carbon. Yeshayahu HaMelech brought a carbon. All of them were carbon Pesach. When they wanted to be Mekarev Klal Yisrael, they did it with a carbon Pesach. A carbon Pesach is a carbon of Iskarvus to Rabbi Nishalot. So you say, then why does it say Reach Nechayach? The answer is, that's why it doesn't say Reach Nechayach. Because there are some friends who are fair weather friends. When it's Reach Nechayach, when everything is fine and dandy, so you're a good friend, you're a pal. When there's a bump in the road, when something goes wrong, goodbye Charlie, no more friend. Each one goes his own way. It's a relationship of only Reach Nechayach, v'zehu. No, no, no. Klal Yisrael, Rabbein Shalom. We being a carbon Pesach. Even without a Reach Nechayach. Even at a time that things are not as perhaps they should be, Klal Yisrael is not behaving as we should. There's a distance. There's no gishmak of Reach Nechayach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would express towards Klal Yisrael. Even in such a time, we bring a carbon Pesach. The carbon Pesach shows a real iskarvus. You want to be close to somebody, it has to be a relationship, which when there's no Reach Nechayach, you still have, are interested in a relationship, a meaningful relationship, even when things are not really perfect. Ah, what a beautiful thought going into Pesach, a beautiful thought regarding the carbon Pesach. One request as we go into a very special Pesach, a Pesach coming off a corona year, which we hope is winding down. Nobody knows what tomorrow will bring. We still need to be careful. We should be talking at the Pesach Seder about the extraordinary events of the last 6 to 8 months. When I say extraordinary events, I mean the following. The entire world, Kol HaOlam Kulo, the entire world, pretty much outside of yeshiva life, have been in a lockdown with students out of yeshiva for the most part, many places totally out of school. Here in New York, the schools are talking now about opening up with 25%, 20%, the high school can open now. Get this. With 20%, Klal Yisrael, the Rebbeim in Klal Yisrael, with the Mechanchim of Klal Yisrael show how they shine, while teachers' unions all over the country are suing to be closed, Rebbeim pushed to be open, pushed to teach, pushed to give an understanding that the chinuch of our children is of extreme importance. And while we have to take certain precautions, we can't just close down. We can't just close down. And Rebbeim came to yeshiva, and we need to talk about the siyata d'shmaya the yeshivas have had. The siyata d'shmaya, Baruch Hashem, avoiding hospitalizations, or chalila v'chas, anything worse than the Rebbeim who are meisa nefesh to come to the yeshiva, a tremendous siyata d'shmaya. We daven that it continue. We can't just let it go and not mention it, not talk about it. It's a shvach of Klal Yisrael. It's a praise of Klal Yisrael. Gidon was a shayfet on the night of Pesach at the Pesach Seder. He said to his father, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, why doesn't he help us today? If he took us out of Mitzrayim b'schus avos, we still have schus avos. And Chazal say, since he was malamid schus in Klal Yisrael, I spoke well of Klal Yisrael, he became the person who helped Klal Yisrael. We need to be malamid schus in Klal Yisrael, especially on this night, or this coming upcoming night of Pesach, Mesiras Nefesh, the devotion. Talk about it. Talk about it to your grandchildren, many of whom have experienced this incredible devotion, this incredible Mesiras Nefesh. Ask them, why? Why are your Rebbeim willing to put themselves on the line where the whole world is, what's going on? Let them make the point. A Rebbe gives up Olam Hazeh for Olam Haba. A Rebbe suffers with an inadequate income. He suffers, I shouldn't say he suffers, he lives with an inadequate income. A Rebbe lives working very, very hard in today's day and age, trying to keep students interested. It's not easy. What does a Rebbe do? A Rebbe does it because he believes that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has an Olam Haba prepared for us. We all, you didn't sacrifice Olam Hazeh for the future. And therefore, it's a very appropriate topic. Very appropriate topic that we should be talking about to our children, to our grandchildren. We should not make light of the dangers of the virus. But we should appreciate the Mesiras Nefesh of our Rebbeim. May it be a Pesach, may a Pela La'ira, a Pesach that lights up our lives, lights up our homes. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant us that we be heading in a direction of Gula, Gula from our current Sarah and the Gula Hasidah. Bikarev B'yameinu, wishing one and all first a good Shabbos, then a chakash of a sameach, a meaningful sidrei shel Pesach.